Blog Talk Radio.
You remember who God is and how much he loves you.
And that's important because it can be easy to forget about God, especially when we're worried about
things. Forgot about that part. I was on the end of it. Well, welcome everybody to another edition of Psychics Gone Wild. We have with us today Pamela, who is our musical psychic, and she's also known as our love and relationship lady, but she does career and finance and just all kinds of stuff. She does angel messages. She's a very talented gal here. So call on in. Our number is 773-897-6461. And right now we've got open queue lines, but which is kind of sort of good because I've got advertising stuff to say. Jethro's been after me. It's like, make sure you say this and say this. I was like, okay, I can do this. So let's see. Some stuff that we have going on is make sure you guys get to www.psychicsgonewild.com and sign up for our free gift basket giveaway. It happens every Friday. Jethro announces the week's winner because we're doing a basket a week. The 8 o'clock, it's 8 p.m. Eastern time, 8 to 9. He announces the winner for this week's for the week's basket during that show. And all you have to do is just, listen in. And whether you're listening live or listening in archives, it's nice if you're listening live because that way you can call in and say, hey, guess what? I won. Yay. We love to have our winners on air with us. And if not, it's like if you hear it in archives, you can still call in and just say, hey, it's me. And it's like just so we have a physical address to mail your stuff out to. But again, that's www.psychicsgonewild.com. And go to the contact page, put your information in there, and just leave him a message in the message box that says, yes, please enter me for the free gift basket giveaway for this week. And then tune in to see who the winner is on Fridays. And so that's happening every weekend through the holidays. Let's see, a couple other things. We're kind of promoting our musical selections here. It's like we have one from Keith Evans, and you can buy his song on iTunes. There is Steve Mahasey and the Boys, and I know you can get that one on iTunes. I believe Sir Magnus, his song is called Gimme, and he's going to be the, I think he's going to be Jethro's guest on Friday. And he's, I believe you can buy his on iTunes also. And then the one that Pamela and I were listening to right before the show, which we'll try to play on air so you guys can hear it, is I think it's Yucca Rose Fever. And I'm not sure who the artist is, but anyway, I know those are, you know, you can buy those. And then the ones that we have from our very talented Linda Irwin, you can get her music. She's offering a 2-CD special. And it's, let me think here, it's like $25 for both of her CDs. There's 34 songs on the two of them. And for $25, that includes the two CDs and the shipping. But her email is CNTUUMX, CNTUUMX, at Frontier, it's FRONTIER.com. And that's a really good deal she's got going. It's like she's got some amazing music, just such a variety. I've heard a bunch of it, and it's like it's really cool stuff. Okay, and then we have coffee. We have gourmet, healthy coffee that you can get either from calling me at 719-289-4907, or you can get it also through Jethro. He is at 928-284-0437. Let me think here. And I know there's people that we have that do jewelry and that kind of stuff, energetic jewelry. Of course, I also know that that's some of the stuff that's in the gift baskets. You know, the gift baskets a lot of times include, you know, we never know. It's like life is like a box of chocolates. So we never know what we're going to get week by week. But usually there's books. We've had people who have come on the show, authors, you know, promoting their books. So we've had some books donated. Actually, we've got some of Linda's CDs. It's like... So it's like that might, you know, be one of those baskets. We've got some of the free coffee samples. We've got, you know, energetic jewelry. We've got, you know, free readings. It's like just all kinds of different stuff in the baskets for the week. So make sure you enter often, enter every week, and, you know, take your chances because kind of like this moment where this gentleman prayed to God for years and years and said, you know, please let me win the lottery. Please let me win the lottery. And one day the voice came from heaven and said, go buy a ticket. The guy had prayed all those years and never bought a ticket. It's like, you got to buy a ticket if you're going to win. So same thing here. It's like, you got to enter if you're going to win. All righty. Well, so far, if any of you guys would, we have a couple guests in the chat room. If you would like to call in, we have nobody in the queue today. I don't know why. It's a really slow Tuesday today. But, Pamela, I'm going to have you give everybody your information, how to get a hold of you and some of the stuff that you do, and make sure you promote the show this evening, too. So
okay.
Take it away,
sure.
Dan.
Okay. Well, to get a hold of me, www.pamelacummins.com. You can even Google me. Pamela is spelled P-A-M-E-L-A. My last name is C-U-M-M-I-N-S. I am all over the place. I am Rev Pamela on Twitter. Follow me on Twitter. That is one of my favorite places to be, is on Twitter. I also have a Facebook page. I have a blog. It's called Pamela Psychic Insight, and I am having a dream series with, and every blog that I send out, I have a new special. And tonight is going to be at 8 o'clock on the Psychic Learning Connection. Kelly and I are going to be discussing the topic of coping through the holidays, you know, after a loss of a loved one. And it could be a recent loss or it could be many years. We're going to share our experiences, how we've gotten through, any tips, and we encourage you to call in, share your story if you have any questions or even any tips. We would appreciate that. It's going to be a good show. My original guest, Belle, unfortunately had to reschedule, and hopefully she will be coming in January and February. Let me see. Oh, and while I'm thinking about it, I do have some holiday specials coming that are now going on until December 23rd because the 24th we will be doing a show instead of Tuesday because Christmas I must spend with my sister or I will be in big trouble. Well, she's only, as I told
you. She gets off.
Yeah. She gets off 3 days a year. She owns a pizzeria. And it, by the way, if you're ever in Newport, North Carolina, Frank's Pizza, excellent pizza. They're from Jersey, so it's not your typical North Carolina pizza.
Cool.
Anyhow, we will, instead of our normal Tuesday 2 o'clock show, we will be having it on Monday. Okay, and my specials are, before I forget, Kelly,
There you go.
And I'm sorry I had coffee earlier, so sometimes it makes me a little jabby jaw. But my specials are for 15 minutes, it is now 21 minutes, okay, for $40. For a half an hour, it is now 45 minutes for $80. And the first time you buy a reading, I always give $10 off, so you would so it would be 45 minutes for $70. My coaching sessions, if you buy a package of three, you get an additional half hour. If you buy a package of six, you get an additional session and an additional hour. So all kinds of good stuff. You can use it for gift certificates, and if you want, you know, for yourself, you can, there's really, I'm not putting a limit. If you want to do 10 readings with me, which I wouldn't suggest, that's a little obsessive, but if you want to do 10 readings with me before December 23rd, I'd be more than happy to do that, or pre-schedule whatever is in your heart. So.
There you go. How about gift certificates? I was going to say,
Yes, gift certificates.
Maybe they can buy for friends and family if they don't want
those
stuff. If they bought 10 readings, maybe they could give them out to 10 friends.
Exactly. They could do that also, of course.
Cool.
So.
Coolio. All righty.
Anybody
well,
in the queue?
No, nobody's in the queue. It's like this is really an amazingly quiet day for us. What was really interesting last night is like, I think I shared this with you. There was that celestial event occurred last night. It was Mercury, Venus, and Saturn were all in alignment with the three pyramids of Giza. Like, I think I posted, that was one of the few things I posted. It's like, I was so excited. I was going, December 3rd, that's tonight, you know. So I don't know what the, so I'll say celestial significance of that was, but I think it must be something, because Jethro called me today and says, energy is really weird. I was like going, okay. So what is going on?
I don't know, but that would make sense, because here it is, December 3rd, and in where I am, it's 67 degrees outside.
Wow, that's almost
yeah.
summertime. Well, of course, it's cooler summertime, but still, that's T-shirt weather.
Well,
wow.
No kidding.
That's
no kidding. It's
and
amazing.
You're having sunny sunshine today, too.
Yeah, so it is very strange. You know, I would like to share something that happened to me today, because I think it's really important, and it really shows how important it is to respect yourself. I think it was Eleanor Roosevelt who said, no one can make you feel inferior
without your consent.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well,
yep.
And in a way, it's a compliment, because I am 50 years old, but I had someone through social media who shall remain anonymous.
There you go.
Messaged me a couple times, and it was very sexual, okay? Sexual remarks.
Oh, wow.
So, it's kind of a compliment at my age, but also, you know, when I was in my late teens, early 20s, you know, I didn't know how to deal with it. But these
right.
days, I really don't want to hear it, okay? And I just
yeah.
responded, you know, basically was, you know, please talk to me with respect. I have a boyfriend,
right.
and I am in love with him. And you know what? Even if I didn't have a boyfriend, please talk to me with respect. Now, it would have been just as easier to block him, okay? Because that's what most. But I said, let me give this a try. And it was really funny, because about 10 minutes later, I got an email from another gentleman, and it was just a very nice one. And I was like, oh, that's kind of cool. It was like, you know, it was like kind of the universe confirming what I did. But the guy responded to me and said, okay, I'll respect that. And I was like, great, because now, you know, we can
communicate.
Yeah, exactly. We can be social media buddies, but maybe he will
right.
think twice before doing that to someone else. And I
yeah.
also know that there are probably women out there who responded positively to that. You know?
Yeah. And I'm sure you're correct. And we do have a caller, so it's like, are we ready to saddle up and go?
Okay, great.
All righty. Area code 512. You are on with us.
Hello. I don't think I've ever had a reading with Pamela before, so I thought I'd call in.
Great. And what is your first name?
My name is Pearl.
Pearl, was it?
Yes.
Nice.
Okay,
that's
I just wanted to make...
That's you don't real often today.
Yes.
Cool.
And how can I help you, Pearl?
Well, I was just wondering what you see coming up for me in the next couple months.
Okay, it's real. I wish I would get this song, and many people would. I'm hearing money, 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 okay? But I'm also feeling that there's a lot of blessings around you, okay? And I'm seeing, you know how like a flower girl will carry the basket and take flowers out, you know, when they walk down the aisle and throw the flowers and stuff, okay? And I feel like that's many blessings. It feels like in love. You know, and as I say that, I'm hearing the song So Happy Together and getting closer and closer, okay? So either you're in a relationship or you're going to be in a relationship because it feels good. I'm also hearing let the creative artist within you come out, you know, whatever kind of creativity that is. New job, something about a new family, okay? And it just, what that means to me is new people are going to be coming in. Okay, it feels very positive. Okay, it's funny. I'm seeing someone hand you pearls, and just so you know, my grandmother, who I never met, her name was Pearl. So that's pretty.
My great grandma was named Pearl, and I never met her either.
Oh, okay, okay. In fact,
and that's so funny. The synchronicities, we meet and we have something in common.
Yeah, actually, I would have been. The reason I'm not named Pearl, because I am named after my grandmother, is because my parents are Jewish. They're not religious, and you don't name your child the same name, you know. But they use the letter, so that's why I'm Pamela. So that's really neat. I'm seeing people hugging you, and it feels like good hug. I'm feeling a lot of joy around you. I'm hearing Groovin' on a Sunday afternoon. I think that's the song lyrics. It just feels everything is very positive, you know. And as I said that, I'm getting another song. Everything's going my way, okay? It just, everything just feels like it's going really good. I'm getting to continue to look at yourself. Feels like security. Don't worry about things. You know, everything's going to be okay is what I'm getting, all right? They are saying to make sure that you stay in a positive, in the positive flow, okay? Do your best not to think negative, but stay in the positive flow, okay? So,
okay.
I hope that makes sense. Okay, yeah.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you for calling, Pearl.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Call back in. It's like one place where we don't have any limits on how many times you can call in. And make sure you go to www.psychicsgonewild and enter the gift basket giveaway. All righty. And that was quick. Quick and fast. You win it last. Oh, golly. Well, let's pick up our topic there.
That's funny. It's funny because my guides are so funny. They're playing Aretha Franklin's song just a little bit, you know, of Respect.
Oh, wow.
And,
cool.
Although I don't know if I'd give somebody, I'm hearing this part, you know, I'm about to give you all my money. I don't know if I would give somebody all my money, you know. I would share, but, you know.
I might need some to pay my rent. Thank you.
Exactly. You know, I'd like to, you know, know that there's money for food and, you know.
The light, the phone.
Yeah,
the small
exactly.
Internet.
Exactly.
Exactly. Wow. Oh, it's kind of cool, though. It's like, you had a great-grandmother that was named Pearl. She had a grandmother that was named Pearl. And
Kelly, you have it backwards. Her great-mother, great-grandmother was Pearl. My grandmother, who I never met, was Pearl.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah.
Still, you know what we just had? We had three Pearls.
There you go. That is pretty neat, you know. And you know, I also feel like my grandmother is with me, you know.
Cool.
Although I never met her. In fact, one time, for a little while I studied Hebrew, but it was very complex. And quite honestly, if I'm going to learn a language, I wish I had learned one when I was younger. It would be Spanish because there's just so many more people I could talk to. And it's a lot easier. But one night she came to me in a dream and just started talking Hebrew. And it was really weird because, in my dream, I could understand it, you know, because, you know, there is no language.
Right.
But
collective,
you know.
Right.
But I know what shalom means, but there's a lot of things.
Yeah. Yeah, shalom is peace. That's true, yeah. Okay. And then there's, I was going to say, and I'm working at this. It's like there's some of the stuff, of course, we actually attended, like, you know, Messianic services, and they offered free Hebrew lessons, you know, before services, like from 9 to 10. And they started us off literally with the ABCs, you know, because, I mean, where else do you learn stuff? So we were all in kindergarten, and it was cool, you know. We were learning, you know, Aleph, you know, Bet, Gimel, Bet, you know, like,
right.
And how to say it, how to, you know, whatever, and just learning, you know, some basic stuff. And then, I mean, there, you know, you're right. I mean, there's so much. It's, and yet at the same time, what's really fascinating to me is Hebrew is very concise. I mean, biblical Hebrew is, you know, is very concise language, very. What do I want to say? Direct and to the point. And the really cool thing about it is Hebrew is one language that has no cuss words. They had to go to Yiddish to get cuss words. So when God gave people, because originally, you know, I mean, from what I understand, it's like, you know, Garden of Eden stuff, what God gave Adam and Eve was they spoke Hebrew. And it's like, okay, so he had clean people, he had clean language, and it's like, and we didn't have anything icky, you know, until apparently at the Tower of Babel when things were confused. We had all the languages come in. But the really cool thing is one of the prophecies, and I think it's one of the Z guys. I can't remember if it's Zephaniah or Zechariah. One of them in there says that we will be given a change to a pure language. And I'm like going, that kind of sounds cool, because it sounds like, you know, at some point in time when, you know, God decides to take back the reins of the rodeo here and, you know, kick Satan out and do all the stuff that's going to happen, that eventually we'll all speak Hebrew. So it's like, okay.
Or whatever language it is.
Right, yeah.
You know, because it might not necessarily be Hebrew. It could be whatever language. But I, you know, I learned respect all languages. Like, I think I get a kick out of when people are like, you're in America, you should speak English, right? It, like, you know, and if you
speak English in America, we speak American. The people in British speak English.
Right. Well, you know what, if we should have spoke a Native American tongue, okay, because they were the original ones. But
right.
When I was young, I was fortunate enough to that my parents took me over to Europe, and I experienced how it felt to be in a foreign country and not know the language.
Right.
And
right.
Because of that, you know, I have compassion for people who come over here and don't know the language very well.
Right.
You know, and they
say American is one of the hardest languages to learn, because it's like, number one, we have backward syntax. The rest of the world is number one, you know. But there's so many, and of course, and we're the great American melting pot. It's like we have words from all the languages, because we had, you know, because we picked up stuff, you know, from French and Spanish and Dutch and Italian and Portuguese, you know, every place around the world. And we have all these, you know, not abnormalities, exceptions. We have the rules, and then we have the exceptions to the rules.
Mm.
So it's like trying to speak American is really a trip for other people.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And the English will say that we've butchered the language. They will. You know, and I mean, yes, they will. And it was funny because I was over in England once, and I went with my family, and I had one day where I was in London, and I was totally by myself, and I was so excited. And I wanted to go. I don't even remember where I wanted to go to, and I went up to this very English-looking man, and I went up to him, and I said, excuse me, do you know where blah, 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 blah is? And he started laughing hysterically, and he pronounced it correctly. You know, I obviously butchered the word, and I wasn't being disrespectful. It was how it
sounds.
Like,
yeah, that's how you thought it was, right? Exactly.
It was so funny, you know. Yeah. So
I mean, the best thing you can do is laugh along with them and say, "Yep, okay, well, thank you for that correction. I appreciate that because now I know better."
Exactly, and I hope I'll pronounce it correctly later. But you know, it's funny because I'm going back to respect. It's really important to respect people's differences and the languages that they use, because even in English, you know,
right.
even in the U.S., you know, moving from, you know, the north to the south on the East Coast, the way they used language. Like, for instance, you know, I got a notice from my landlord about a year ago that said, you know, the exterminators are coming, put up your animals, right? And I was like, what? And I'm thinking, I've put up with...
The exterminators are coming, yeah. Oh, geez.
And I'm thinking, but I put up with Merlin every day, you know? I mean, I had no idea.
Oh, put up your animals, right.
Yeah, put up your animals. I'm like, huh? So I called up, my landlord.
Out of the way, so we don't have the road spray.
Well, but I called him up, please tell me. And he's like, you know, they're coming. You need to make sure, lock your animals in another room. They were just coming to see if there were any bugs. You know, that's what they did.
Okay.
But when they say put up, that means put it away. And I'm
right.
Like, well,
like,
this is...
Yeah, right.
Yeah. And here we're speaking the same language, you know, on the East Coast. It's not like one place to another, but, you know, it's amazing. And, yes, and there's a woman on Facebook who is originally from the U.K. and has been living over here for many years. And she's... I'm sorry?
Does she still have her English accent?
No, she lost it because she was a small child, but one of her things she really gets upset the way we have our grammar around here.
Ah.
You know, the grammar.
and somebody from the South, deep in Georgia, would say, well, it's my grammar and my grandpa.
or my youngins, you know?
Yeah.
It's just learning a whole different language. And then you throw in... The texting, the different dialects and everything. It's
that's a language of its own.
I don't get it. But I know on Twitter that sometimes after I tweet and then I go and I try to write a regular email, I instead of the word U, I want to just put the letter U, and I'm like, oh God.
I know, texting really ruins you for spelling, doesn't it?
Oh my God. And then trying to edit something and, you know,
Right.
Yeah. You know.
I can't resist, though. Let's see, I'm going to see. And I'm probably going to do this really bad, but I've heard people from New York and different parts sound like this, you know, so you have people talking like this from up there. And then you have people with the Bostonian accent who sound a little bit like James Bond. And then you go down to the deep South, and you got people from Georgia, and you got people from even like Florida people talk like this. You know, you go over to Texas and it's worse. But you get out here and people talk like me. So it's like, you know, just the range. I was laughing because I'm thinking the Eastern Seaboard, you know, it's like because you go from the Upper Bostonian, which is very English. That, I mean, they still retain kind of that, you know, English accent, and they put in, you know, like a car wharf, you
right.
know, or, you know, stuff like that. And it's like, and then you have New York, which is like, I mean, I don't know, there's a difference between, you know, the Bronx accent, the Jersey accent, the Queens accent. It's like, you know, and they people back there can tell the difference. I was like, going, how can you tell the difference? You know, I'm back there and I listen to that. I was like, how can you guys tell? Oh, wait, he's in Queens, he's in the Bronx, he's in this. I was like, okay.
In Brooklyn, too. Oh, Brooklyn.
Yeah, exactly. So like, welcome back, Cotter, you know.
Yeah.
And you're right. Then you go down, you know. Now Virginia, I think in the Virginia, you know, they kind of lose a little bit of that. There might be, you know, a little bit of that South Southern drawl, you know, kind of from the plantation, you know, the genteel, you know, society, blah, blah, blah. You know, and then you go to North Carolina and, like, you know, where you're at. And then you get down into Georgia and it's like, and there's, well, you know, the deep Southern drawl. So it's like, you know, but you can go somebody was saying this like years ago. I said, you know, you get somebody from Upper Boston who speaks, you know, more like the English stuff, and you get somebody from, you know, and get them together with somebody from Georgia, like, say, you know, Jeff Foxworth or somebody. Mm-hmm. And he says they almost can't understand each other.
It's
and
funny.
It's American.
Yyeah, it's funny. It's so true. And when I lived in New Jersey, I really didn't, like, I would kind of notice the difference between the New York accents. But now that I've been living down here for 2 years, when I'm down here or I go up there, I can tell the difference between are you from New York or are you from New Jersey, because I've gotten away from it. And even my niece said, you're losing your Jersey accent. I'm like, what? I said, oh, please shoot me if I say y'all. I'm saying bless her heart, but, you know, and I'm like, one of these days I know I'm going to say y'all. I know it, you know? But, you know,
I think it was Jeff Fox when he says this. He says, we got words down here, y'all ain't ever heard, like, you want to? It's like, means, do you want to? And we have another caller, so it's like, let's.
Okay, hopefully they're, you know, I wonder if they're from the East Coast. So that's funny.
918, it's like 918 is going to be on live with us. Here we go. You got Pamela, our musical and love psychic today. So what's your question for her?
Hi, can you guys hear me?
Yes. What is your name, please?
My name is Jennifer.
Hi, Jennifer. And how can I help you?
Well, I just wanted to, I don't have a set question. I've got some jobs, perhaps, I hope, coming up. And I guess my question is, if you felt anything job-related or anything coming my way.
I do. First of all, I heard the first thing before you asked the question, I said, have hope, okay? And it feels like January, February-ish, okay? And timing, just so you know, timing is not always easy to do. But what they're showing me is like somebody turning on the faucet and just a little bit comes out and then it's turned up all the way, okay? So probably what it feels like right now, there's not a lot coming in the way of job offers and stuff, but it feels like it's going to be turned up, okay? And for some reason, I'm hearing the Beatles song, Listen, I Got a Secret, I'm in Love with You. I have no idea what that means. Maybe you would understand that better, but I definitely feel, they're saying it feels like something that's around your field. I don't know what they mean by that, around your field, things that you've done it, but it feels, now I'm seeing like somebody take a soda bottle, the cap, and twist it off, and that is my symbolism with a twist. Okay, so it feels familiar, but it's also different. There'll be lessons with it. Okay, the other thing I'm getting is communication is really important with this new job. Okay, I feel like they're not the best communicators. Okay, so what I'm hearing is, excuse me, can you repeat that? Did I understand this clearly? It feels like when it comes to communication, you're going to kind of have to be in charge, okay? And what I'm seeing is like a male who doesn't necessarily say things the way they should be said. It's so funny that I'm getting this because of what we just talked about, you know? So it's really important. But they're saying have faith, have hope, you're going to be taken care of, okay? Because this is really funny, Jennifer. I'm seeing you make a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, okay? And what that symbolizes for me is like you having some fear about money, but you're going to be taken care of. Don't worry, okay?
Oh, thank you so much.
Go ahead. Okay. Sorry, what were you going to say?
I just wanted to thank you so much. I'm going to look up this song by the Beatles. I don't know what that is. And what you just gave me here was a little gift, kind of a pick-me-up. Well, I'm not down in the dumps, but I'm just like, okay, it'd be nice. So the Beatles song, I just needed that, and thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. And I just have to say it's really neat. My sister's name is Jenny, so I'm getting all these people – ladies calling in who have the same name as my family. That is really neat.
Oh, and we would like to tell you, make sure you go to www.psychicsgonewild.com and go to the contact page and enter our free gift basket giveaway. We're giving a gift basket away every week. It's the winners are announced on Fridays. And, you know, just for calling into the shows or even if you were listening to this in archives, go there and enter to win. And hopefully you'll be our weekly winner.
I will. I'll try to get on there and do that. I've never done this, so I'll see how this works.
Good.
But thank you so much.
All right. Thank you for calling, Jennifer.
All right. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Awesome.
I know where everybody is. They're out holiday shopping.
I said, exactly, you know, and that's my whole gesture this morning. I said, you know, think about it. I said, you know, tis the season around here. It's like, and, you know, because he's going, man, or, you know, like our numbers are down for listening. I said, man, everybody is out, you know, participating. You know, I said, I did not go shopping last night. It's like, and it was just two simple things. I just needed to, you know, like run by Family Dollar in the grocery store. And I was like, I pulled up and it's like, I drove by both of them actually. I looked at the parking lots that were like pretty much full. And I, you know, told the kids, I'm not going in tonight. There's no way. I'm not even going to go in to Family Dollar or the grocery store. I said, I'll go shopping tomorrow sometime when it's less crowded.
It's
hard to find them in crowded store this time of year.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. There, I won't go to Walmart. I refuse. No, I just won't do it, you know. And I always prepare early when it comes to holiday shopping because I just don't want to deal with it, you know. Maybe it's all those years of living up in New Jersey. It's a lot that it's not so bad down here, but up there it is insane. It's totally insane. So I was just like,
and we have another brave soul called in, area code 602. So let's see if I can get them if the little fox will quit chasing his tail. There we go. Okay, 602, we got you on live. Is that an Arizona number? Hello?
Hello?
I'm not sure. 602, you're on live with us. Area code 602? I think that's an Arizona number. Okay, not sure.
Or maybe they just want to listen.
Maybe they're muted in the call and listen. So it's like, say what, we will put them back in the queue, and it's like, give them a tap here. It's like maybe they had mute on. And Jan showed up. Welcome, Jan, in the chat room. Yay! We're having a slow day because Pamela and I just figured out that everybody's at holiday gift shopping.
Either that, or it's the way the planets are aligning, or whatever. Or maybe it's because 12/12/12 is coming. Isn't that supposed to be? You know, I don't want to say the end of the world, the beginning of a new one.
That's supposed to be 12/21/12. That's just the reversal. 12/21/12
is
supposed to be on. Right. Well, you guys in chat, you know, it's like. Well, we got somebody still on 602 here. It's like I went ahead and opened the mic, but it's like, you guys have a question for Pamela today? It's like now is the time because you know we got like 22 minutes here left, and if you have a question for Jan, you haven't asked anybody a question for a while. Call in and visit with us. We talked about a whole bunch of stuff today so far. We've talked about accents.
Actually, I am getting something for Jan. Okay, and it's just real simple. It's right. You know, and that's WRITE. Okay, right. That's what I'm getting.
Right. Yeah. Jan's the poet. She's the one that writes poetry.
Right. I had a feeling it was that Jan, and that's what they're saying, you know. And I'm actually getting, I'm seeing long paragraphs, you know. Yeah, that's what I'm seeing. So I don't know what that, I'm sure there's a special, I don't know if stanza, I'm not really sure what it's called, but that's what I'm seeing.
Right.
I'm also getting that she could write song lyrics, too.
You know, it's like, and a lot of times that's what poetry is. It's like they set those, you know, somebody writes a poem, and it's like, and then they set it to, you know, they set it to music. And that's, I mean, I've seen those, you know, places for, you know, we'll offer X number of dollars, you know, for your song, and they set it to music. Hey, we got another brave soul that called in. Here we go. We got area code 203. You're on with us.
How you doing?
Good. Hi. What is your name, please?
Woody.
Hi, Woody. And how can I help you?
I was just wondering I'm pursuing a career in music with a partner of mine, and I was wondering, we've been trying to network and connect with the right people. I was wondering what you see with that.
I'm actually hearing more social, okay? So what that means to me is, one, be more social, which I'm not saying that you're not, but that's what I'm getting. But I'm also feeling that there will be more social things that you will be doing. It's really important. It's so funny. I'm hearing from this song Spotlight. It's a dance song, okay? And as I'm saying that, I'm seeing the spotlight. So that's what it feels like. The more you're out there in public, the more you'll be in the spotlight, okay? And they're so funny, all right? And they're saying to make sure you behave, okay? It's important for you to be you, but also make sure you behave, okay? Not saying you're disrespectful. I don't know why they're saying that. I know, because there will be some people out there, okay, who will be annoying, Okay? I mean, that's just part of living. There will be people out there who will annoy you. So, you know, bite your tongue sometimes, okay? Because I know for me, sometimes I can come back with a real big comeback, and it takes more skill to hold back that comeback, okay? They're saying be loving, be kind. Do you write your songs? Because I'm hearing I heard Leonard Skinner.
In fact, he's got a song. It's like we probably should play after this. It's like he's got one of the songs in our queue that we're promoting.
Oh, great!
I think for what is it? People can get it on iTunes, right? Is that the only place they can get it?
Yeah.
Okay.
iTunes, Reverend Nation. Yeah.
Yeah, because I'm hearing the song by Leonard Skinner. All I can do is write about it, you know, in a song, something like that. Okay, and that seems really important. I'm getting your songs are really unique. Your partner, I'm seeing, like, you shaking hands and doing, like, things with your pinky, you know, those unique handshakes, okay? So it does feel good, okay? But what I'm seeing is the hands. This is really cool. I'm seeing your hands come together, go apart, and come back together, okay? So I do feel like you'll be to do things together, but I also feel you doing things on your own, too, okay? And it feels like that's important that you do that, you know, don't have any jealousy. I'm hearing that song, Don't Think, Glenn Stevani, okay, and that's who I'm seeing, and the reason I'm seeing her is because she does things with her bands, but she also goes out on her own, okay, and that's what it feels like you guys need to do, okay. I'm also getting something about a musical, okay, it feels like a play / you know, musical. Okay, so it does feel like it will growing, and they're saying the horrible P word that everybody hates, patience. Okay, the doors will open. Oh, everybody,
okay.
I hate that word sometimes, patience, you know. The doors will open, okay?
Okay.
So I hope that helps, Woody.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling in.
Bye.
Yes, indeed. Bye-bye. All righty, and you know what? It's like that was actually a reminder to some. Let's play his song, because I don't think I've heard of this. Like, we've got a couple of these that I hadn't heard. So this is by Woody, or Keith Evans. It's like, you can get this one on iTunes.
This is for the ladies, y'all. Tell me what you want in a gotcha. Tell me what you need in a gotcha. Tell me what you want in a gotcha. I got you. We've been together through thick and thin, thick and thin. Even when people thought we should end it, they don't know our love and how much I cherish you. And you are my queen, and I love you. But there's nothing I would, nothing I would. You don't have to worry about us. Like Oprah and Sam in heaven. I'll be the shoulder you lean on. The love you put your trust in to show you that you all that matters. All that matters to me. Yeah. To give you anything, yeah. To be you everything, girl. Tell me what you want in a God just. Tell me what you need in a gotcha. Tell me what you want in a gotcha. Baby, I got you. Tell me what you want in a gotcha. Tell me what you need in a gotcha.
Alrighty, awesome. And while we were on the song there, it's like we had two callers call in. So
Wow, that was beautiful. What a great song.
Yeah. And so you can get those on iTunes. Look under Keith Evans. It's K-E-I-T-H-E-V-A-N-S. And that's our very own Woody who just called in. Okay, we have a caller from area code 315. 315, you are on live with Pamela today.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you? And what is your name, please?
Sue.
Sue? Okay. Yeah. And how can I help you, Sue?
Actually, I was calling in to listen to the show on my phone.
Oh, cool. Okay.
You didn't have a question for. Maybe it's a sign that I got put in the caller queue.
Oh, that's funny. That's funny. Well, it's a little slow here today. Everybody's out getting ready for the holidays. But you know what? I have a message for you, okay? I feel you moving up, and that feels like in a positive way. It's funny. I'm getting it from two different songs, from the Jeffersons, and then, oh, God, I can't think of his name. Moving on up, and it doesn't matter anyhow, but what I am getting, as you move on up, I feel like there's things that you need to clear out of your life, okay? And that might be, you know, behaviors, people, they're even saying closets, okay? Closets.
I have to clean people out of my life.
Cool. So that's just confirmation, because again, I see you being lifted up. I'm actually, it's really neat. I'm seeing a hand taking you, picking you up, and putting you up on a cloud with angels. You know, they're like little cartoon angels with the wings playing the harps and stuff. Okay? So that feels like, you know, more spiritual. I don't like using the word higher level, but that's what's coming to me. People more on your level. Okay? And I just saw a blue herring fly by, okay? And those are such beautiful birds. So I feel like there's some things, when I think of a herring, a lot of times they're on their own and they're comfortable. I mean, obviously they're a couple, but they're also solitary birds. So you might need some alone time, okay?
That is exactly what I have been doing over the past month.
Good, good. Good. So it's just all confirmation. And this is really nice. They're saying the best is yet to come. So.
That's always nice.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So that's what I'm getting.
Okay. Maybe I'll get the long answer and waiting to hear.
All righty. Well, we'll put you back in queue and let you listen in. And make sure you go to www.psychicsgonewild.com. Enter our free gift basket giveaway. Jethro's doing those every week. There's a different basket. And, you know, just for being a caller on the show or calling or even just listening, it's like, go ahead and enter that. And he announces the winners on the 8 o'clock, it's 8 p.m. Eastern time, Fridays at from 8 to 9. And so, you know, go enter and maybe you'll be our weekly winner.
Thank you.
<Antwerp. laughs> Okay, we'll put you back in queue and we got another caller here. Thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you.
All righty. And let's see. This one is area code 512. 512, you are on live with Pamela today.
Hi, it's Pearl again, and I was thinking about Pamela's reading for me, and I realized the Flower Girls and the New Romance and the New Family, that is my son. He proposed to his girlfriend, and she said yes.
Oh, neat.
I was trying to fit all that in, and I'm like, oh, how could I have forgotten this? But I get amnesia, you know, and I can't remember anything.
No, that's so funny because I got a vision of John Edward. He's a medium from Long Island, and he used on his show. I don't know if he still has it. He'd be giving people information. They'd be like, no, and he'd be like, yes, no, yes, no, and then they would be like, oh, you know, because, and I do the same thing, you know, because at the time you don't think of it. It's kind of like when you wish that you had said something. When somebody, you know, responded in a certain way. It's kind of the same thing, but thank you for the confirmation. I'm just getting, it's going to be a lovely wedding, you know.
Thank you.
Yeah, she feels lovely. That's the word I'm getting, just very loving, very lovely. So tell, it's your son, correct?
Yes.
He make sure that he realizes, you know, what a beautiful woman he has and to treat her well because he's very lucky.
Yeah. That is what I preach to him all the time.
Great. Then it's just people are getting a lot of validation today, you know, which is important.
I think it's important.
Yes,
I agree. It's kind of giving back.
Right. Well, it's, you know, one of the nice things about reading are that you know you're on the right track. And if you're completely off the track, it does help you to get back on the track.
Yes, because you might be picking up on the next caller's energy.
That happens. Yes, that happens.
Yeah, it does.
So.
All right. Well, I just wanted to call in and validate that for you because I got excited.
All right. Well, thank you for doing that.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
We suddenly thought it was cool too because all of a sudden they said, you know, I said God gave us three pearls today.
Oh, I know. I heard you say that.
So neat. And make sure you clicked off before we got to say that, but make sure you go ahead and sign in for that the free gift basket giveaway. It's like, you know, it's kind of like Forrest Gump. You know, life is like a box of chocolates. You don't know what you're going to get. But we've had people, you know, authors that we've had on the show, you know, donate their books to those. Musical CDs, free coffee stuff, you know, energetic jewelry. So it's like, you know, free readings, that kind of stuff. So enter that, and it's like it's at www.psychesgonewild.com, and then just go to the contact page, enter your information, and just put a message in the box there for Jethro, and just say, yes, please enter me in the free gift basket giveaway. And it's like on Fridays, on the 8 o'clock to 9 o'clock show, same place here. He announces the winner for the week, and we're doing that all through the holiday season. So go winner, and maybe you'll be our maybe you'll be the week's winner. It's like and enter every week.
I hope so. All right, bye-bye.
Thank you so much. All righty. Awesome. This has been a really interesting day. It's like, yeehaw.
Yeah. Well, you know what? It's interesting that Pearl said that because I was doing a psychic party one time, and I had this couple come over, and the woman wanted a reading for her, but her boyfriend was with her, and it was so funny because he really didn't want any information. And I remember basically saying that, and what I do remember, I don't remember all of it, but what I do remember is he was very jealous and controlling of her, and you know, yeah, had a hard time trusting her, and you know, usually that. It wasn't anything she did, you know, and it was just really interesting because I got like nothing for her and it was all for him.
I'll be darned.
Yeah. Oh. And
probably some of that advice on the other side is like, you can let go now.
Yeah. And another time at a different party that I did, somebody was wearing someone's jacket unbeknown to me, right? And I went over and like, I like to, if they're in person, I like to scan their energy. And
right.
I was picking up everything on the other person's jacket it was.
Oh, because it was embedded with their energy. Oh, that's mm-hmm. really cool.
Well, and also the other person unknown to me had crossed over to the other side. So.
Oh, wow.
So that was interesting.
You know?
And since I just said that about the other side, it reminded me that tonight Kelly and I are going to be doing another show together. You know, this time I'll be the host, she'll be the guest, and hopefully, and it's gonna be
have good stuff to talk about.
Well, we'll both talk. I'm gonna try not to overwhelm, you know. But it's gonna be I know it's gonna be a great show because we both lost people during the holidays, and that's what the show is going to be about. Is, you know, going through the holidays. You know, after a loss of a loved one, whether it was recent or in the past, or, you know, there are some people who are having people who are getting ready to transition during the holidays, you know, and it's not an easy subject, but it's an important subject to talk about. And it's really funny because I got a song and I heard, Oh Yeah, Life Goes On, okay? Which is just proof that life does go on afterwards, but we miss them in the physical.
Right. Yeah. And that's, you know, and that's a really interesting thing. It's like, you know, even the people who are, you know, psychic and gifted and all that stuff, it's like, Doesn't mean that you don't miss that person. You know, it doesn't mean is that, you know, because it's a whole different, you know, I mean, whole different body. It's like, you know, even if you can, you know, see them, sense them, hear them, it's like it's not the same as giving them a hug.
Right.
Really is that. Jethro, I mean, it's like, you know, my dad passed on this year and Jethro's mom did. And it's like, you know, so everybody's had some losses and stuff dealing with and whatever. And it's like, and right now he's worried about his son. He hasn't heard from his son in almost, he said, a couple weeks. And it's like, and he was concerned, he was thinking he might have had to go back to the hospital or something, and it's like, and he can't get a hold of him. So that's one of my projects this afternoon is I'm going to see if I can get a hold of his son for him, because I said, well, maybe it's a dad thing, you know, maybe he doesn't want to worry dad.
I'm feeling he's alive, okay, but I do feel some issues, okay, because I'm getting a not so good feeling in my stomach, okay, whatever that means, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, and he's in Rhinebeck. He's got a lot of stuff. He's got a lot of stuff going on. I mean, it's like he had a really bad accident when he was, oh man, it was like sixth grade. And it's like he's a young man. He's 22, I think now. It's like he's it was funny because Jethro and my youngest, the older three, I'll put it that way. My older daughter, number three child right now, is 23, and it's like in his two. We're right in between her. So it's like, you know, we met when she was like 4 or 5, and it's like his older one was like 5, and I guess Jasmine was 4, and then Ryan was like 3. So it's like, you know, so they were all just stair-stepping between each other. It's just how I can keep track of, you know, how his kiddos were. Well, his older son already crossed over. So it's like, you know, so that was another one, and that was really hard for him. Because, you know, your children are supposed to outlive you.
Right, right.
Theoretically, in a better world, you know. That kind of stuff. So yeah, it's been a year of transitions, but yeah, definitely, you know, how, and it's like, and you know, if you guys listen in, it's like if you've had a loss, you know, during the holidays, that kind of stuff, it's like how did you deal with it? I mean, mine, you know, it was like, yeah, years ago, I remember my grandmother died like right around, you know, just you know, a short time before Christmas, and it's like my mother was not the same that year, you know, that kind of stuff. So you know, call in and share with us, you know, your insights and outsides, you know, what you think about stuff and your coping mechanisms, or, you know, if you've had friends or, you know, whatever. Because, yeah, should be an interesting discussion. Like you say, it's not one of those easy ones, but we're going to try to make it so it's positive. And how do you make this positive and upbeat, you know?
And also, if you're having a hard time, also, please call us, too. You know, that's important, too, you know.
Exactly.
Because they're saying 'tis the season to be jolly, but, you know, not everybody is jolly.
Exactly. You know, in fact, 90 seconds, love that. You know, statistically, what they say is around the holiday times is when people get the most depressed. There's more suicide, you know, that kind of stuff, because people pin so many expectations on the holidays, you know, to just like magically fix everything. And if it doesn't, you know, and if they don't have people, you know, to spend time with and this and that and the other, you know, it can be a very depressing season. And in fact, Amy and I were actually talking about that last night. It's like how I think it was like it 60 seconds, love this, how she said, you know, last year that she had lost her husband, and it's like, and her daughter was in another state and her son was someplace else. She ended up volunteering at a homeless shelter. And it's like, you know, she said she went there to give to the people in need, but she found out that she was in need herself of companionship.
Right.
You know, and that kind of stuff. So it's like, you know, you go to give to other people and you find a greater joy in giving, but you also find, you know, some of that companionship of, you know, other people. And it's like, yeah. So that was her coping mechanism. I'll see if I can't get her to call in tonight.
Yeah, well, but
now she's been going through some stuff. I mean, her mom was in ICU like last week. I think she's doing better. So that's, you know, we saying some prayers for Amy and her mom and stuff. But she said she was better. 10 seconds, love it. Okay.
Okay. Well, then we'll see you tonight.
All
right.
All right. Sounds good. And yeah, join us tonight. It's the call in number is 714-333-3354. It's 8 p.m. Eastern Time is Pamela's going to be hosting tonight, and it's going to be on you know, coping with grief and stuff during the holidays. So, all righty, we'll see you guys then. And yeah, I should have advertised music more, but it's okay.
That's okay. I'll talk to you tonight. I'm going for a walk in this 67 degree weather.
Ah, you. And it's windy and cold here.
Oh, don't worry. We'll get that, you know.
No, I just hope we get the sunshine.
You will.
You will. All righty. Thank you guys for being here and listening, and have an awesome day.
All right. Talk to you later. Bye-bye, everybody.
Okay. Bye-bye. Okay, let's see. And actually, I was going to, let's see, I don't know if it's going to be on here, but I'm going to start the song there, and then it'll blip us off.
Word.
So, third back, it's called the